Blog Talk Radio. That was I'm Nothing Without You with Jason Nelson. God bless everybody. You're listening to A Time of Reflection, New Destiny Ministries. We're so glad that you have joined us this afternoon. And I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, in for a minute for Evangelist Adrian Bernard, our founding host. And the scripture I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's from Psalms 122, verse 1, out the King James Version. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be chosen by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to host this anointed radio broadcast. And we thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. A Time of Reflection air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m., Pacific time. Also tune in to early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And our Saturday segments, They Overcame, with host Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns of North Carolina at 8 a.m. Eastern time. Our call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We always enjoy hearing from you. Email us or call in and join the live broadcast and give us your praise report and or any prayer requests you would like us to air on this broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, please visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com, and you can search for New Destiny Ministries or visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We appreciate and are very thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women of God that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast. And, you know, we just want everybody out there that's led to continue to pray God's will for this ministry. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, I'll turn it over to our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans, but here in Stockton, California. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Somebody say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm so excited about Jesus, I don't know what to do. Amen. You know, when God has been good to you, amen, something begin to just well up on the inside. Hallelujah. As we look at this being the last day in 2013, this is a day that we'll never see again. This is a year that we'll never see again. So because of that, I'm going to give God some praise, because we're still here in the land of the living. I thank God because his mercies are new every morning. Every morning, God takes an inventory. Every morning, he decides who he's going to bless with new life. Another opportunity, another chance to lift up your voice and give God some praise. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Amen. And I'm looking to go higher. higher and higher. God told me this year he's going to do something special. He's going to give us a double anointing, a double portion, but it's only to those that obey. Amen, amen. Only to those that obey. Amen. I heard the Lord last week tell me to go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. And I begin to read verses 1 to 15. And we all know that is a blessing from the Lord. That whole, that half, that first part of that chapter deals with blessings. And the Lord said, I'm going to do double this year. Amen. 2014. So I asked all of the listeners and all of those that tune in with us to do sow a seed of $28. Ah, glory to God, $28. Do you know you can't even pay your cable bill with $28? Ah, glory to God. You can't even go out and eat a decent meal with $28 today. Ah, glory to God. You go into the grocery store. Amen. Bishop Grant, hey, you make and get you a chicken or two, and then after you buy a couple of sodas, that's it. But I heard the Lord say, double. Amen, amen. And I believe he was speaking to my heart. Amen. And even today, I got a blessing where God gave me double. Amen. And that already made me to know that God was confirming his word. Amen. And you know when God confirmed his word with you, and he began to open up the floodgates of heaven and begin to bless you, guess what? You owe God something. Amen. You don't owe man, but you owe God something. Amen. So that's why you have to be able and be positioned to pour out a blessing and be ready to bless someone else. The scripture tells me in Galatians 6 and 10, he said, as you have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. But he said that latter clause say, but especially, amen, to those that are of the household of faith. I have to do something special. I have to go beyond the norm for my brother and my sister in Christ Jesus. Y'all don't believe that, but that's Bible. Hey, glory to God. But we're just so excited. And I'm not going to preach. We have a preacher on the line today. We have a man that's been laboring in the vineyard for a long time. We have a man, hey, glory to God, that's living holy. We have a man that has been married to one wife for over 43 years. We have a man that has been preaching righteousness. Hallelujah, from the mountaintop. Oh, I believe we have a man that spends some time with God. We have a man that knows God's word. We have a man that knows God's will for our lives. Amen, amen. He's known as the bishop that's just talking out loud. Oh, God, but when he talk out loud, somebody hears him. Hallelujah, and the heavens recognize his voice. Amen. And so we're just so happy on this last day of 2013 to have our friend, a man we have come to love, a man that we have come to respect, a man that we have come to honor as a father in the gospel. Amen. And that's none other than Bishop Jesse E. Grant Sr., amen, of Tabernacle of Faith in Evanston, Illinois. Amen. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others. Bishop, I just want to tell you before I present you, I got a link this morning from Pastor Lundy. Amen. And it was a message that you preached on a time of reflection, and it was titled, How Great is God's Faithfulness. And that message, it was only a 14 and a half minute clip, I believe. And man, Bishop, you were so anointed. You preached that word, glory to God. And it filled my heart today. And I want you to know these messages, God, that God gives to these men and women of God, they're not for naught. But you can go back into the archives when you're down and out and you're feeling like nobody loves you and nobody cares, you can go back and listen to these messages, and they'll begin to resonate in your spirit all over again. Oh, I bless the Lord today. So we thank Bishop for taking out of his busy schedule today to come and minister a fresh word from God above. Amen. How many need some fresh oil today? How many want to go into the new year with some fresh oil? Well, if you need it, I'm here to tell you. Bishop, already God has already prepared and have equipped them, hallelujah, to give us a rhema word from on high. So with no further ado, we present to you today, hallelujah, our dearly beloved, the Honorable, hallelujah, Bishop Jesse E. Grant. God bless you, Bishop. Hey, it almost fire. Glory to God. He's a great
God bless
God,
you.
Huh?
God bless
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, he's worthy to be praised.
Well, praise him then.
Hallelujah. Ah, glory to God.
Thank you,
Lord. Hey, Jesus.
Ah, bless his name. Wonderful Savior. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. It's certainly a joy, as always, to be able to share with you in New Destiny Ministry to your wonderful, marvelous co-host, Evangelist Ruby Laurie. Let me first begin by saying Happy New Year to all of you, and I'm trusting and praying that this season has been a blessed one for you. The Christmas season has afforded you great blessings and opportunities in the kingdom of God. I'm excited about today in terms of this being the very last day of the year. And when you talked to me about coming on to share, and I thought it was such a marvelous occasion to be able to come and to be able to address your audience and your kindness that you've extended to me. Your kindness shall never be obliterated. You've afforded me an opportunity to come and to share with your audience in times past, and I'm internally grateful for that, and I pray that God will just bless you abundantly far above and beyond measure. I'm in haste to get into the Word of the Lord today. I'm going to be as brief as I possibly can because I don't want to exasperate all of the time that you have allotted. Your kindness to me has really been tremendous. You've allowed me to sometimes even go off the air preaching. So I'm going to try and pull this cord into the pint on today. But those of you that have your Bibles in hand, if you don't have your Bibles, your iPod, your iPads, whatever apparatuses you have that you can pull the Word of the Lord upon, let's do that. Let's journey now, if you will, into the precious Word of God that is found in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1. It is beginning with verse number 6 and concluding with the verse number 9 that I want to draw our attention into the Holy Word of God. It's stated in verse 6, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." I want to frame, if you will, a subject matter that I'd like for us to ponder. And if you just kind of will, just wherever you are, just say, it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over. When I lay before, on my face before the Lord, asking him what should he give me to share with these thy people on today, he led me to this passage of Scripture, and I've not been able to turn it loose since that time. And so we want to deal with it from the perspective of this is the time of year where we're going out of one year and into another. Many people are making resolutions which they don't keep. You haven't even kept the ones you made in 2013, 2012, 2011. Let's go all the way back. But nonetheless, that's not the issue today. What we really want to deal with is what the Word of God is saying to us in this hour. This hour being the transition from going between 2013 to 2014. So again, the subject matter is it's time to cross over. The theme of the book of Joshua deals with the consummation of the redemption of Israel out of Egypt. For redemption has two parts. It has two parts. It goes from out and into. We find interesting reading as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23 down to 25. And he brought us up from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our God always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. The book of Joshua records the fulfillment of the prophecies of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and even Moses regarding the land of promise being given to Israel and the conquest and the division of this land to them. Joshua may be divided into two equal parts of 12 chapters, each chapters 1 through 12, the conquest. Then when you matriculate into chapters 13 through 24, you find the vision of the land among the tribes with chapters 1, verses 1 through 9, formulating the introduction and ending with chapters 24, verses 29 through 33. That's the conclusion of the whole matter. The word crossover in the Hebrew language is abar, meaning to pass over or by, or through, alienate, being carried, do away, take away. Once again, the word abar means to make a transition. It means to move from point A to point B, meaning to pass over, go over something, go through something, go beyond something. When I make the statement go beyond, where are we now? How do we move beyond where we are? It also means to alienate. The word alienate means to dismiss, leave behind. Don't bring that into where you're proceeding to move forward to. It means to bring. It means to carry, do away. Some things you have to leave behind. It never ceases to amaze me now in traveling through the various different airlines now how they are trying to consistently get people to minimize the amount of luggage that they carry. I remember the times when you could carry a whole set of luggage on the airplanes, not even be charged for it. But now they're advising people to travel lighter. So you even have lighter luggage. You have clothing that you can wear more than once. You can get a couple of pair of blue jeans and a couple of pair of khakis. Ladies, you can put a couple of skirts in there. You can roll them up, change your tops, and you're set to go. Take your toiletries, etc. Travel light. So when I hear God saying in relationship to Adbar, meaning to pass over, God is saying now it's time to prepare to travel light. There's many things that you're going to try and carry over from the year of 2013, but I caution you to let it go. Some things, yes, some things you will need to carry with you, but you have to make a distinction on what's going to be useful to you in the year of 2014 versus what has been useful to you in 2013. Those things may not have any significant value to you. You have to make the decision, make the determination what's valuable and what's invaluable, and then pack light so that you can make this journey. Again, when we look at the text, it says, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. What Joshua is talking about here is the fact that God had promised to Moses that he had sent him into the land of Egypt to bring the people, the Israelites, out of the land of bondage, from up under heavy taskmasters, bring them out into a land that he had promised him, Canaan land. We often refer to in Christendom as the promised land, the place wherewith God had promised to bring his people to. It was a struggle for them. It was a time wherein they encountered all kinds of vicissitudes, all kinds of issues, all kinds of problems. But nonetheless, because of God's faithfulness toward them, it wasn't so much their faithfulness toward God, but God's faithfulness toward them, that he allowed them to go into the wilderness and sustain them for the span of 40 years. It's always amazing to me to know that God does not always clue us in. He does not always give us every finite detail of his plan for and purposes for our lives. But as we walk with him, as we observe him, as we go on to follow after the Lord, he begins to reveal certain things about himself. He reveals his plan for our lives bit by bit, piece by piece. It's almost like a puzzle. Sometimes he'll just take it and just throw all the pieces on the floor and say, this is what it's going to be. Now it's up to us, and through his divine intervention, for us to be able to put the pieces together. So it's called doing it by faith. One of the most familiar passages of scriptures in the Word of God is that the just shall live by their faith. There has to be a consistent, a strong level of faith in what God says, regardless to what it looks like, sounds like, tastes like, smells like, or even feels like. What our confidence has to be in is in what God has promised. Israel experienced that with God when they came out of Egypt, went into the wilderness. He sustained them for 40 years in the wilderness. There were no Jewels, there were no Dominics, there were no Krogers, there were no pharmacies, Oscos, Walgreens, CVS pharmacies. But nonetheless, God took good care of them. There were no Bloomingdale's, there were no Neiman Marcus's, there were no Macy's, there were no finer stores, there were no Marshall's, no TJ Maxx. But nonetheless, God kept his promise, and his promise was to take care of them, to provide for them, to preserve them, and to protect them. That he did. He brings them into the Red Sea. He brings them into a place where when Moses, under the leadership that Moses lends to the people of God, bringing them into the Red Sea, now they discover that the Red Sea, they cannot cross it. They look to the left, there are mountains on the left, mountains on the right, and when they look behind themselves, they discover that Pharaoh's army is now coming fast, approaching them to bring them back into bondage. What we need to understand, when God sets you free, regardless of how the enemy may try to track you down and try to reconnect you to the place of bondage, if God has set you free, then whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You cannot go back into that captivity ever again, because God has delivered. When God delivers you out of a thing, that thing will never come upon you ever again. To say that he may not have to deliver you futuristically, but if he's delivering you now, if he has delivered you past tense, know for certainty that you're not going to go back to that thing ever again. Because if that were the case, that you could go back to it, then your deliverance would be null and void. Whatever God does, he does well, and no one can change what God does, because he's God, he's sovereign. It was in the sovereignty of God that he expressed that he was going to bring them out, and no one could hinder what God decided to do. God did not have to have a board meeting. He did not have to meet with the board of bishops. He did not have to meet with any religious councils to determine what he was going to do. That's what it means when it says he operates within his sovereign will. He does not have to answer to anyone other than himself. So if he says to self, self, this is what I'm going to do, then self says, let's get the job done. So he brings them out. But now they find themselves into a place where they have to cross over the Red Sea. Again, they cannot go up the mountains. They did not have any gear. They did not have their mountain climbing gear to go up these mountains. They did not have their scuba gear. They did not have their ocean liners, their rowboats, their speedboats, none of those things to propel them through the waters there contained in the Red Sea. But God said that he was going to bring them through. Regardless, again, what it looks like, when God says he's going to bring you through, bring you out, and bring you into, rest assured, he already has mapped out a strategy to get you to the other side. So now Moses, in his disparity and despondency, because he's concerned about what's next, the people are pressuring him, they're badgering him, and they're saying that it would have been better for us to have died in Egypt than it is to die here. So Moses now retreats. He goes back to God. When you don't know what to do, when you're stuck in a quandary, when you're stuck in a place, you know that God's made you a promise, but you cannot see it manifesting at that time. What then do you do? Certainly don't fall into the despondency of despair. Do not become depressed. Do not become anguished. Do not doubt God. Just merely go back to God and say, God, what shall I do now? So God says to Moses, take the rod that's in your hand and cast it over the sea. And miraculously, the waters were divided. And Israel was able, some 10 million souls were able to tread over on dry land. But now, let's skip on into how this connects or interwines with Joshua. He says to Joshua, listen, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. This is the direct, these are the marching orders, these are the commands. He's stirring up his mind to let him know that if you look back and discover that what I did for Moses, I'm going to do the same identical thing for you. You've had experiences as you were with Moses, and as I was with Moses, you saw what I did in behalf of Moses and leading the children of Israel out of the land of bondage into beyond the Red Sea. So I want you to be encouraged to know just what you saw me do for Moses. Rest assured that I need you, Joshua, to take on this attitude. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. God is telling him that in order for you to accomplish this, I'm commanding you. I'm giving you a directive. I'm sending you this memo letting you know that it's essential that you be strong. If you're going to cross over, Joshua, you've got to be strong, and you've got to be of a good courage. In other words, don't let doubt, despondency, or despair. Don't let what you may come in contact with, don't let it eradicate you. Don't let it disturb you. Don't let it throw you off your square. Don't focus on that. Focus on the fact that I am with you, just as I was, the promise that God made him. He says, just as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to abandon you. I'm giving you my solemn word. I'm giving you my promise. I'm uttering to you so that it becomes embedded within your spirit to give you to know that I'm not going to let you down. So now look at it from this standpoint. Look at what you saw me do with Moses, and now look at what I'm saying to you. The same promise that I made to Moses, you saw me bring that to pass. So therefore, do not allow yourself to fall into despair. Do not become disdained. Do not become diswrought by what may happen along the way. So he gives him encouragement. He admonishes him. That's a good word to use here. He admonishes him. He compels him, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So he's reminding him, I've made a solemn promise. I swore by my own word out of my own mouth. I swore out of my own integrity, out of my own abilities to command and to do what I command to happen. Note now that God says to us in another passage that whatever I send my word out to do, it's going to accomplish it. So you've seen that happen. Hold fast to that. The thing that builds one's faith is looking at what God has already done. There are three elements that help to build faith. Let me back up for a second. There are three things that can help build an individual's faith. Faith is in the Greek is pistis, which means have full assurance, especially in the divine things of the gospel or the written word of God, the logos, the rhema word. When you receive revelation of the logos, the written word, when the word now takes on life, becomes a rhema word, you begin to experience what God has said. You receive revelation out of the word of God, a revealing of what God is saying. When you experience that, it helps to propel your faith. When you look at what has happened in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, when you look at all the marvelous miracles that God had performed by his own hand, whatever God promised his people, he did exactly that. That helps to build one's faith. Then as you look at that level of faith, what he's done for others, and then you compare that to what he is doing in your life and what he has done into your life, then it increases or magnifies the level or the dimensions of faith. We are to transition from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Your faith should be mounted. It should be in great abundance. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Now, let's put a pin here, because there's a great deal of conversation within Christendom today coming from various pulpits and various ministers, members of the Ecclesiastical Presbytery, that talk about prosperity. To me, some of them are on point where others have missed the whole entire mark. Let me say this to you. If you really want to be blessed, it's clear here in the scripture. If you really want God to bless your life, if you really want to be able to prosper and to have great success, it's clear. What are the prerequisites for success? What's the prerequisites for prospering in the things of God? Again, so let's look at it again. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So you want to be blessed, you've got to learn to do what the Word of God says. You cannot follow the dictates of your own heart or the dictates of the majority, because sometimes the majority does not always have the right answer. But it pays for the believer to find out what is it that God wants me to do. How does God want me to live my life? How does God want me to handle this? How does God want me to handle that? Let's create a laundry list here. How does God want me to interact with fellow beings? How does God want me to behave myself? How does God want me to have appropriate conversations? What's the content of my heart that God wants me to have? How should I behave myself when I go in and out of the house of God? How should I think? How should I feel? How should I behave myself in and out of the house of God? What should my thoughts be? How should I conduct myself? How should I construct myself? We have to look into the Word of God to find those answers. And when God reveals those answers, when God tells us to do it this way, we cannot be persuaded by any force, even the force of our own selves, our own emotions, our own dictates of our own thinking, or the influences of this present world. They should not have any influence on us making the right, appropriate decisions, especially when we have discovered what it is that God wants us to do. God wants us to walk in absolute obedience. He says, observe to do all that I've commanded. Observe means to look closely upon inspection to determine what it is that I want you to do. Now, once you make that assessment of what I want you to do, once I've revealed it to you, now you have to become obligated to do what I've commanded you to do. The thing that I love about God, I was sharing this with a group of people, pastors and some bishops the other day. The thing that I love about God is the only one that can make all of these demands and commands upon our lives and say, okay, I want you to do A, B, C, X, Y, and Z. And then he turns around and gives us the earnestness of his spirit, which we call the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the dunamis. It's the power of God. He allows us to be filled with his spirit, filled with his dunamis, filled with his power, so that we can execute whatever he commands us to do. In other words, he gives us the furnishings. He gives us the instrumentation. He gives us the wherewithal, the tenacity, the fortitude, the drive, the stamina to be able to perform what his word commands us to do. I know of no one, no other entity on the face of this God-given green earth that can command us to do something and then turn around and give us the wherewithal to get the job done. But here is a God that says that, okay, I want you to observe to do, I want you to give close inspection as it relates to what it is that I want you to do. I don't want you to differ from that. Because if you want to be successful, if you want to prosper, you've got to do it my way. You cannot do it your way. You cannot do it the way of Wall Street. You cannot do it the way of the stock market. You cannot do it this way, that way, or the other, as it relates to being dictated or given information from. We, the people of God, have got to really come into a place in 2014 where we observe, pay close attention to what it is that God really wants you to do. And then you have to be persuaded in your mind that you're going to walk in absolute obedience. Regardless to who goes to the left or who goes to the right, you have got the purpose within your own heart that this is the way I'm going to do it. Because this is the God of my salvation. This is the God that has redeemed me from the curse of the law. This is the God that protects, preserves, and provides for me. He is my creator, and he creates all things for my good. He handpicked me, he selected me, so that I become a member of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. He loves me enough that he was willing to give his only begotten son so that we would not perish, but that we would all have everlasting life. This is a God that says to me, I want you to observe, I want you to pay close attention to what it is I want you to do. Don't be persuaded by what others do, but be persuaded by what I command you to do. Don't think that because everybody else is doing it, it doesn't make it right because the majority is doing it. You've got to do what is right based upon my word and based upon my instruction. So I heard Evangelist Bernard at the opening. I said, Lord, this woman is stealing my message already. When she talked about over here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and I want to chime in there for just a second, the first 14 verses deals with obedience. He says to them, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, the word hearken comes from a Hebrew word, tolios. The word tolios means to hear with the intellect. And then once you've heard intellectually, then you've got to use the cognitive activities of your mind, your intellect, to be persuaded to do what you've heard. So he says, now hear me and hear me well, if I can paraphrase it to that end. Hear me and hear me clearly. Hear me distinctively. Make no mistake about it. I'm speaking to you clearly, crystal clear. I'm speaking to you soundly. So, and if thou shalt come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, what that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. How does the blessings come? The blessings come because we observe to do, we intellectually understand what it is that we comprehend, what it is that we are to do. Then we are persuaded by the same intellect that this is what God wants me to do and has given me the ability to do it. Now, what's my excuse? My excuse can be, or can be, a person's excuse. Well, that's not the way everybody else is doing it. But again, if you're going to operate with God, you've got to do it in the area of obedience. Regardless of who's doing it, who's not doing it, he's told you to do it, and you've got to be obedient. And these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of the body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Look at how God is telling us what he's willing to do. Again, let me take you back to a word I used earlier, prerequisites. The prerequisites to achieving or accomplishing or laying hold to the blessing deals with your obedience. It also deals with your faith. So faith says that God's word is true, and I have to have full assurance, full confidence in that, that if he said he's going to do it, then I have to believe him that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly with all I think, imagine, or even can imagine, according to the power that worketh within me. God says, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bless you. But the prerequisite, the preamble, in order to receive the blessing, one has got to make up their mind intellectually to hear, to hearken diligently unto what God has said and what God is going to do. Now, let me try to wrap this thing up for you. Let me go ahead and pull the rest of this quart into this pint. As you begin to go into 2014, there is a transition that needs to be made. In order for you to effectively go into it, you've got to go into it understanding what it is that you're going to go into. Let me refer you back to seven quick points. The predictions of God, there are seven of predictions of God that God made in the text in Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Number one, he says, every place you tread upon will be yours, from Mediterranean to Euphrates and the wilderness of Lebanon. Secondly, he says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Ah, that sounds like good news to me. Thirdly, he says, as I was with Moses, so will be with you. I will not fail you. Number four. Number five, I will not forsake you. Number six, you will divide the land for an inheritance to Israel. Seven, I am with you whether you go. Now, you need to take note of the fact that the command in this prophecy, God was under obligation to fulfill predictions when he commands, when the commands are fully obeyed. In other words, God is duly bound by his own word. If God says, I will do thus and so for you based upon your obedience, then God says, I've got to do it because I've set the rules. I've set things in motion for you to be blessed. Your obligation is to observe, to do all that I've commanded. You've got to put your mind to it. You've got to purpose in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. God, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it regardless. So now as we make the transition between 2013 and 2014, it's something that's very critical here that we need to understand. The number 13 means there is something called the law of first beginnings. That is where something originated. You'd be surprised at how many things originated from the Bible. I personally believe that the number 13 originates with Nimrod at the tower of the city of Babel, who was the 13th from Adam. Also in Genesis chapter 14, verse 4, 12 years they served Chandramam, and in the 13th year they rebelled. So the number 13 represents rebellion. Coincidence. Perhaps the most obvious origin of the number 13 and its meaning is the fact that a child becomes rebellious at around the age of 13. Can I get a witness there? So now, the number 14 means it being multiplied of 7. So 7 is God's perfect number of completion or number of perfection. So 7, and then if you multiply it times 2, 2 times 7 is 14. So it partakes of its importance and being doubled, that number. It implies a double measure of spiritual perfection. The number 2, with which is combined to, again, 2 times 7, may, however, bring its own significance into its own means, as it does in Matthew chapter 1. Where the genealogy of Jesus Christ, I'm just giving you a little historical factors here. Jesus Christ is divided up and given in the sets of 14, 2 times 7 generations, 2 being associated with incarnation. The number 14 represents deliverance or salvation. That's where I want to go. The number 14 represents deliverance or salvation and is used 22 times in the entire Bible. The term 14th is found 24 times in Scripture. Now it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over from an age or a year. Again, the year 2013. I think that if we look back, reflect upon it, we encountered all kinds of things. And as I began to ask God in the interim of that year, God, what's really going on? What's really happening? Why is there such a spirit of anxiety and depression? And why are people so angry? Is people so mean, so evil? Why is it seemingly that things are so hard for your people? And God responded to me by telling me, Evangelist Bernard, that what happens is you've got to always understand the time. You've got to understand the season in which you are existing. So in 2013, we saw such rebellion. We saw rebellion there in Congress when the government shut down because they did not want to follow suit with President Obama's plan. So there was rebellion. There was open rebellion. We see rebellion from the White House to your house. We see rebellion in the sense the Democrats are against the Republicans and the Republicans are against the Democrats. I don't want to get into politics, but I think y'all can follow the trend of thinking here. Rebellion all around us. There was a time, let's say, for example, in 2012, you and the wife, you and the husband, you and the children were getting along fine. But then all of a sudden, the year 2013 appears, the year of rebellion. Nobody wants to do anything now. In 2012, the cat got along with the dog, but in 2013, the cat is trying to claw the dog to death. You look at your children in 2012, if you said to them, Johnny, go and do thus and so, Cindy, go and do thus and so, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. But then at the age of 13, the year of rebellion. Now, as my mother would often say and the older folks would say, sometimes when they get to be around that age, they begin to smell themselves. Now they're thinking, they're grown. They think, I really don't have to do what you say do. I have to challenge what you say. Mommy, why do I have to wash the dishes now? Why do I have to take the garbage out now? Why do I have to shovel the snow now? Because I said so. Well, I really don't want to do it now. Those of us who are parents, we understand that. So now the wife and the husband and their relationship in 2012, everything was going A-okay. Then all of a sudden now the wife doesn't really want to cook anymore. She doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to do that. The husband is tired of this. So we experience a season of rebelliousness. The saints that were in 2012 in our different churches were very active and very involved. And in 2013, they want to start now kicking against the pastor's vision and kick against the dream and the hope and the aspirations of what the church was trying to move forward to. So there was open rebellion, rebellion on the job. People would come to work with such bad attitudes. And so the spirit of rebellion was in the land. Now understand why there is a rebellion. The rebellion is that any time that God is trying to move us into the right posture, in right position, the enemy is always going to rebel against the things of God. Now you may wonder and ask yourself as you reflect over the year of 2013, God, why was it that my way was so hard? Why was things so difficult? Why was it that sometimes I had and sometimes I didn't? Why was this happening and that happening? Why was I under attack constantly? Why was my health being attacked, my finances being attacked, my mind being attacked, my body being attacked, the family being attacked? Why is it that everything that's dear to me and everything that I'm involved in is under attack? Because anything that stands for God is subject to an attack. The Bible says to us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it's the Lord that delivers us out of them all. So irregardless to what you have gone through with, here is the critical piece that you need to chime in on. Here is the critical piece in which you need to ascertain and reflect upon, that no matter how difficult it was the grace of God that sustained you. And regardless to how rough, how you had to toil with it, how you were torn and tattered, how you were abused and battered, but nonetheless, you survived it. How did you survive it? You survived it because God's grace is sufficient. It's amazing to know that no matter what goes on in our lives, that God is the one that can sustain us. It's not your mother. It's not your father. It's not your job. It's not your bank account. It's not your credit cards. It's not your credit scores that sustains you. It is the grace of God, because it is in the grace of God that we discover his faithfulness toward us. If God says that no matter what goes on, I'm not going to leave you. So when you look back retrospectively in 2013, as you now matriculate, as you transition into 2014, you have to reflect upon his goodness toward you. You had times when money was low, the lights were being threatened to be cut off, the gas was going to be shut off, your car payments were behind, perhaps you may have even experienced foreclosure. But did not God honor his word? Did not God tell you that he was going to be with you and he would never leave you? He gave you the promise. He gave you the assurance. He uttered it out of his own mouth, said, the sixth child I'll not forsake you, and the seventh I'll no wise forsake you. God has not forsaken you. You have weathered your storms. You have weathered all of your dramas, all the things that you have faced in 2013. Has not God been good to you? He brought you up out of a horrible pit, as David would say. He brought you through the storm. He brought you through the rain. He brought you through the warm weather, the cool weather. He brought you through everything that you were contented with. But now here is another critical piece, that no matter what has happened in your life, you discovered something about you and your God. You discovered, you were saying, Lord, how much more can I take? And God showed you just how much more you could take. You wondered, Lord, when is this thing going to end? And before you knew it, it had come to a conclusion. Because God, again, is faithful toward his people. He has made us promises that he's going to stand by our side. He promises us that no weapon that's formed against you is going to prosper. So no matter who formed the weapon, he didn't say the weapon would not be formed, but he said it would not prosper. In other words, the wicked devices that Satan had concocted came to naught. The term naught means it did not even happen. You saw it on the rise. You felt the impact of it, but it was designed to destroy you, but God said not so. You're here by the grace of God. So when you look here at December the 31st, 2013, coming through all of this heartache, all of this pain, all of this misery, places of depression, places of anxiety, places of indecision, not knowing which way to turn, but yet God kept you by his right hand. God kept you in spite of. That's a good place right there to give God some praise. So now as we get ready to go into 2014, it's a time of deliverance, a time of salvation. So what shall I expect to go into and to observe and to find out and to gather, to ascertain what's going to be my portion, what's going to be my lot? Going back to Joshua, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So you've got to go into it into 2014 with a greater sense of confidence. The confidence is if he did it once, he can do it again. If God sustained me through a rebellious time, then God is going to sustain me in this time. God knows when we've had enough, and you've got to have confidence in that fact. God knows just how much you can bear. You may not feel that you can handle it, but God will show you that you and he together can handle anything. He promised he would never put no more on you than you are able to bear. But sometimes the flesh, the mind, the seat of our emotions feels like I can't handle nothing else. But God sometimes, in the midst of that quandary, in the midst of that feeling, in the midst of whatever you're going through with in that time, in that season, God proves to you that you can handle it. So you got to look back now at 2013 and discover what God did for you then. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he promised to be with you, then move into 2014 with a sense of victory. Victory being, I've experienced victories in 2013. And so whatever is my lot in 2014, as I make the transition to move from A into B, look at what God has promised. God has promised that he's going to bring deliverance. He's going to bring salvation. He's going to deliver you up out of that horrible pit in 2014. I'm prophesying now to someone. He's bringing you up out of that horrible pit, out of that place of depression. Bodies are going to be healed like never before in 2014. Because there's been enough sickness, enough illness in the land. And so God is saying for 2014, you're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles that follow them that do believe. You're going to see eyes being opened, blinded eyes being opened, and deaf ears being unstopped, and stammering tongues are going to cease. You're going to be able to see the hand of God move in your life as never before. Don't worry about those that are trying to come against you in 2014, because the word assured Joshua, just as it assures us, that when you make this crossover, that no man can set upon you to hurt you. So you've got to be strong Take the strength that you've gained in 2013 and let God multiply it. Let him give you double strength. Let him give you double courage to be able to face what it is that you need to face in 2014. You've got to have a different mindset now. The mindset has got to be, for God I live and for God I'm willing to die. The mindset now for 2014 has got to be, I'm going to observe to do all that God has commanded me to do. Because I discovered in my disobedience some things I missed because I walked in error. I walked in disobedience. But you've got a purpose for 2014 that if I'm going to be successful, if you're going to be successful, if you're going to be able to have all that God promises you, you've got to line your life up with the Word of God. You've got to make up in your mind that I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord. If God tells me to go straight, I'm going to go straight. If God says stand, I'm going to stand. If God says sit, I'm going to sit. If God says speak, then speak. If God says be silent, then be silent. Because there's going to be a great promise that God is going to afford all of his believers in 2014 as it relates to your walking in obedience. When you walk in obedience, yes, the enemy is going to come in, but when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. So walk in cheer, walk in joy, walk in great faith, walk in hopes and aspirations that God is going to see you through. It's going to be the best time of your life. Things that you did not get, things that were denied or not denied but held up or delayed, God says, I'm getting ready in 2014 to release it. Your health has been jeopardized and compromised. You've had all kinds of health challenges in 2013, but I hear the voice of the Lord speaking in my right ear, saying that the year of 2014, you're going to see healings like never before. You're going to discover that folks that were with you in 2014 that set upon you to hurt you, God says, don't worry about them. Just like it was when he told Israel when they were there at the Red Sea, he says, this enemy you see today, you'll see them again no more forever. Bless his holy name. So don't worry about the haters and the naysayers and those that have come against you in 2013. Just look over your shoulders and say bye, 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 because I'm on my way to hello, hello. I'm saying bye to my misery and hello to my peace. I'm saying bye, bye to my sickness because I'm on my way to my healing, on my way to my deliverance. Yes, I had it hard financially in 2013, but God's going to give me double in 2014 for all of my troubles. Because when I could have walked away from God in 2013 based upon my circumstance, but something in me would not allow me to walk away. I stayed and I hung on in there. And God says, you weathered your storm. You hung on in there. I know how difficult it has been for you, but I know that you've had enough. So now you're coming into a place of refreshing, a place of rejuvenation, a place of where your needs are going to be met. All you've got to do, you ain't got to beg me in 2014 to give you this, that, and the other. But if you will just hearken to do all that I've commanded you to do, love your neighbor as you love yourself, observe to do all that God commanded you, speak when let your words that come out of your mouth, recognize that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So speak peace in your life. Speak joy to your life. Don't speak harsh words. Sometimes you have to hold your mouth so that the wrong things don't come out. Because when God says, be still and know that I'm God, stand still and I'll fight your battle. I know sometimes you want to fight back. But God says in 2014, I am your sword and your shield. Let him fight the battle for you. Go forward. From here, go forward into 2014, knowing that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Don't harbor all the ills that have been perpetrated upon you in 2013. Dismantle that. Don't even pack it. Cleanse your mind. Cleanse your spirit. Let us pray, and I'm going to be through. Father, I thank you now for this time that you've allotted me over these ether waves. I pray that something that I've said can be a blessing unto these, thy people. God, we realize now that in 2013, many relationships were broken and still need to be healed. Homes have been torn asunder. Fathers have walked off from their sons and their daughters. Mothers have given up children for adoption. We've experienced all kinds of ills, all kinds of vicissitudes, all kinds of things and onslaught attacks from the enemy. But God, we're looking for the greater. We're looking for the greater because you are greater than any circumstance. You're greater than any problem. You're greater than any issue that we've ever faced in this life. We look to you because you're the hope of glory. So, Father, I pray now that as we transition at midnight into 2014, I pray, God, that we're able to dump the things that we don't need to carry with us and help us to pack light, because our journey is going to be a prosperous one. It's going to be a successful journey because your word declares it so. Help us to be mindful of the necessity of being obedient to your word. And out of obedience of your word comes great prosperity, naturally, spiritually, and physically so. So I pray now, God, for these that you touch, you heal, you deliver, and you set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Have your way now in our lives. Move as never before. We're counting on you. Because we know what you can do. We have history with you. We have experienced you. We know what you're able to do. So God, help us now to be stronger than ever. Help us to be fortified in our faith as never before. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Are you still there?
Amen, amen. God bless amen. You, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you.
I know we're on the same page, and I know what God spoke in my spirit. And to hear you, just confirmed everything that God was speaking in my spirit to give to the people. He said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. I thank
That's
you
his
for
word.
The sacrifice you made today, Bishop. I thank you. Hallelujah. Because I'm looking for double. Yet almost saw you.
Amen.
But in the midst of all of the troubles that I've been through this year, all of the disappointments, God kept me with a mind. And that in itself is enough to give God praise for, because
yes.
We don't know one another's story. We don't know what one another has to go through on a daily basis just to stay sound. But God told me, Bishop, as I went to Deuteronomy, and I'm going to let you go, Bishop, 28, then the Lord spoke into my spirit, 1 Samuel.
Yes.
He said, to obey, hallelujah, is better. And glory to God.
Than sacrifice. Hallelujah.
And then the fat of rams. I said, Lord, I thank you for that word. If I'm going to be reading through the every day I awake, I'm going to read every day. If I don't do it when I wake up, before I go to bed at night, I'm going to read that promise. I'm standing on Deuteronomy 28:1-14 this year.
Yes, yes, yes.
in the blessing. Sometimes we live so raggedy, and we don't even we say all of these beautiful scriptures out of the Bible. We quote them, but we don't believe them. We don't believe we can ask how that God can do anything that we could even ask or think. We don't believe that we can lay hands. We don't even believe that we have the power. Hallelujah, to push God. We have the, God said to prove me. How do you prove something? You test it, hallelujah.
That's
you
right.
You know for yourself, and you know if God said it, it is so.
Hallelujah, I know that's
this
right.
This word have ministered to me today.
You know, let me say this. I often have said that the believer lives beneath its privileges. We are privileged people because we've been hand-selected by God. That does not mean that we ought to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think and or to think that we're any better than anyone else. It's just that we serve a God who is faithful and just toward us. And all it requires on our part, again, is obedience. But again, you know, God help me here. You have no clue, and I'm going to be transparent, which is something I rarely do publicly. I have colleagues that I'm transparent with. But these last 72 hours of this year have been a nightmare on Elm Street for me. You have no clue how the enemy has come against me in the past 72 hours. And I said, God, I said, what? And I have a habit I've taught this to my congregations down through the year. When you don't know what God is doing and why this and that is happening, you can just simply pray this one little simple prayer. Lord, what meaneth thou this? What meaneth thou this? And sit back and let him reveal to you what it is. And so God had to take me into a place. He says that the enemy has come against you, Grant, these past 72 hours, because if he can get you to cast away your confidence now, if he can get you to give up now and walk away now, that you'll never come into this season of double. And it's the will of the enemy on every turn to keep us away from the promises of God.
Come on.
But if you hold fast to his unchanging hand, if you yet be determined, I am so determined that I'm going to cross over into 2014, whether I got to crawl over, whether I got to get on my belly and crawl over into it, whether I got to roll over on my side and, Jesus, crawl over into it, because greater is on the other side of this. Greater is on the other side of this. And so the enemy, because the enemy knows what's on the other side, he wants to pull you back now. While you're struggling trying to get over to the other side, he'll try to grab you by your collar and pull you back. He'll try to grab your hand and turn you around. He'll try to grab you by your foot and trip you up so you fall backwards. But if you be determined, I'm going over. It reminds me, I'm going to get off of here. It reminds me, because now you already got my pot boiling. It reminds me of Paul and Silas that were locked in jail, and they waited until midnight. I preached that many years ago. They waited until midnight. The strange thing about midnight, it's a split second between p.m. and a.m. And I said, Lord, it don't take you all day and all night to do anything. You can do something in a split second. Paul and Silas had made a pact among themselves that the scripture says that one sang and the other one prayed. I don't know what they sung and I don't know what they prayed. I can only fathom in my mind. I know my prayers and the songs that I've tried to sing sometimes in my midnight hour has called my prison doors to be open. But suddenly, within that split second, by the time that they got through singing and got through praying, God shook the prison doors. And God is shaking somebody out of something right now. I can feel it. God is shaking you out of it. You've been in prison too long. The prison of the lack. You've been in a prison mm-hmm. of turmoil. You've been in a prison
Come
of
on,
depression.
Bishop.
You've been in a prison where your body has been attacked. Or, you know, I've told you this in our personal conversation. Ever since I've been in this world, the enemy has attacked me with all kinds of health challenges. But I'm determined that no more in 2014, because that's my year of double deliverance.
Double deliverance. I know God is speaking today.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about double deliverance.
Double deliverance. Come on, Bishop.
See, when I look at it from this standpoint, what God is revealing to me right now is that what I'm going to do for those that'll buy into this prophecy is that when it says double deliverance, not only is it going to deliver you out of this thing, but the next thing, he's going to let you skip over that.
Ah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? God has said, God says, I'm going to skip you over. Normally, you may have had to wait 6 months for it, but God says, when I bring you over into January 1st, I'm going to deliver you out of where you are, bring you into 2014, but then I'm going to skip you over to some things I've got planned for you in 2014 in June. I'm going to give it to you in January.
Double deliverance.
Somebody needs to hear that. Your wait is over. You've been waiting. You've been crying. You've been miserable. You have really just wanted to throw up both your hands. But every time that you would end up feeling like you want to throw up your hands to say, God, I give up, but you found yourself still praising him in the midst of it.
Oh, I bless you today, God. I thank you,
so
God.
So God says to those who have stood fast, have held on in spite of somebody out there, you've been attacked on every side. It's a wonder, as you said, Evangelist Bernard, all the things you've been through, it's a wonder you still got your mind. If it ain't been one thing, it's been three things. If it ain't been three things, it's been 33 things. If it ain't been 33, it's been 66. Sometimes every time you turn around, you just wonder, Lord, what's next now? What else you going to do? What else is going to happen?
Thank you.
But the consolation, I can't get beyond this. I can't get beyond it. The consolation is that no matter how rough it's been, we're still here. We're still here, daughter. Brothers and sisters, we're still here in spite of it all. Broke, busted, and disgusted, but we're still here. May have had to miss a few meals, but we're still here.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Experienced some things that we don't want to admit to other people, but we're still here.
Sleepless nights where we went to bed and
couldn't even sleep because the pillow was wet with our tears.
Oh,
but
man.
Yet,
yes,
but yet in 2014, God says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Double joy. All the tears that you've shed, double joy for those tears. All the sacrifices you've made to better somebody else's life, and then folks have just treated you like a four-legged dog and just walked all up the front of you and down the back. But God says, double deliverance. My mother used to always say that you can get to the place in life where hurt don't hurt no more. Hallelujah. That's for somebody else. I don't know who I'm talking to, but that's for somebody else. You're going to get to a place in 2014 where hurt don't hurt no more. Folk have said some mean, nasty, ugly, evil things to you and just kind of just took your heart and just looked like they put it in a blender and just handed it back to you in a cup and say, now take this back. But God says, I'm going to give you a heart where hurt don't hurt no more. God says to someone else that you're super sensitive and people know that and they just keep messing with you, keep bullying you, just keep picking on you, just keep walking up the front of you and down the back. But God said, I'm going to do you like I did the duck. I'm going to put something in your feathers that when the water runs down your back, it'll roll right off. So the mean stuff that people say to you just roll right off of you.
Oh, yes, I am almost.
Because God promised for 2014 that nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody's going to be able to come against you.
Oh, Jesus.
Because God has already gone all the way into 2014 and has made your way easy and successful. Now, y'all gone before I've been tore up my office. God bless you, Evangelist. We'll talk soon.
Love you, Bishop. Happy New Year. Love you, too.
Happy New Year to all of you and to your wonderful staff. I appreciate you putting up with me and all of that, and I appreciate my friendship and fellowship and kinship with you. You know I love you with all of my whole heart, you and your entire staff. God bless you. Have a fantastic double-portioned year.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you.
God bless you. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, the Lord. Oh, Jesus. God will confirm his word. Told me he was going to give us a double portion of his blessing. Bishop said a double deliverance, double healing. Whatever you need from the Lord, it's available. But we must obey. We must obey. The scriptures say, if you believe and obey the prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. Amen. That's why many of us miss our blessings. That's why we miss our opportunities. But because we try to dissect, we try to analyze, we try to say to ourselves and on our, and use our own intellect, God, is this you? Well, that's why the Bible tells us to know them that labor among you. If you know who's laboring among you, you don't question what does say the Lord. That word was directly from God, and it was confirmation of everything God put in my spirit. Ah, glory to God. Before I get off this line, those of you that haven't been on the line for a week or 2 weeks or whatever, I'm telling you, the Lord told me double. 2014, double. I'm not asking you to sow a seed for me. I'm asking you to sow double of 2,000, double that 14 and sow $28. Sow a $28 seed. And when you sow it, read into your spirit Deuteronomy 28. 1 through 14. Read in your spirit 1 Samuel 15 and 22. Those are the two scriptures that I'm standing on for 2014. And I have told the Lord I am going to read Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. I'm reading 15 to the verse 50, 1 through 15 every day. If I'm riding in my car and I'm sitting and waiting on my grandchildren, pulling out my Bible, and I'm going to read that till it saturates my heart, till it get in my spirit, because God said we will be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we come, blessed when we go, whatever our hands touch, it is blessed. Whatever we think or ask, it is blessed. We can command blessings. We can declare, we can decree blessings. He gives seed to the sower. Ah, somebody may say, I don't have $28. Ah, well, if you have $7, sow 14. Whatever you have, double it. I hear the Lord saying double this year. Hallelujah. And he's told me to call a few people and talk to them individually. Double. And it ain't about $28. Sister Ruby was the first one that sold the seed. And even the day as we were talking on the phone, another seed was being sold, and I matched that seed that was being sold because guess what? God said it, and I was trying to give just what I had in my mind. I said, well, I'll put 25 with it, but the Lord said, no, do 50. Amen. Double. And I know God is doing it because guess what? About three Sundays ago, preached at a church. I just went there to visit. And before I could sit down good, the pastor sent for me and said, Evangelist Bernard, would you minister for us today? I said, I'd be honored to. And the man, and the pastor, he gave me a love offering. And as I was leaving after church and I went to my car, God is real, people of God. If you are obedient, you will eat the fat of the land. If you are obedient, God will open up the floodgates of heaven. And when I went to my car, hey, I heard the Lord say, give that offering back. And I said, what? I said, Lord, I could use this to hire the Messiah. But then as I opened my car and I got in the car, he said, go back and give half of that offering back. And I said, okay, that sounds a little bit better than go and give the whole offering back. He said, go back and give half. Hallelujah. And when I went back and I put it in the pastor's hand, he said, are you sure? I said, yes, I have to obey God. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, go and give it, sow half of it back. Sow double of it back. Hey, you're the Messiah. And I sold it. And as I got in my car, hey, you're the Messiah, and I got situated no more than 15 or 20 minutes later, somebody texted me and said I just sold a seed into the PayPal account. And when I got to the computer, I was able to see it, and they had sold four times the amount that God had told me to go back and give the pastor. You can't be God-given. This year, we have to cross over, like Bishop said, with a mindset. We have to go in to the new year with a mindset. I'm blessed, and I know I'm blessed. I don't care, as Bishop said, if I got to crawl on my belly, I'm going into this new year with a praise. I'm going into this new year believing God. I'm going into this new year's expecting. Hey, yeah, no more. And I'm not talking about no monetary blessings. I want a spiritual blessing. I want to know that if God speak it, hey, it's going to happen. I want to see it materialize. I want to see it manifested. I don't want to wait till 2015 when my grandson graduates. That's the last child that I'm responsible for. I want to receive the blessings of the Lord before that. I want to know if God spoke it in my spirit. I'm going to say it. I'm going to speak it. And you can question it. You can analyze it. You can dissect it. But if God said, I'm going to speak on it and I'm going to act upon it. Because guess what? God is my provider. He's my employer. He's my 401. He's my 501(c). Hallelujah. He is my Wells Fargo. He is my Bank of America. He is my mortgage note. Hallelujah. He is my car insurance. He is AAA. He's amazing. He's almighty. And he's awesome. I'm serving an awesome God, an amazing God. I bless the Lord today. You can't tell me you can't be God-given no matter how hard you try. Whoa, glory to God. I'm looking for the praise reports to come back. Hallelujah. Man, hit me. Just a little small testimony. Hallelujah. And you could barely see the dent. And when I went to get the estimate, I said, now, you know, these folks is crazy. This is crazy. Hallelujah. But God worked it out where I could get this. They sent the check, amen, and I was able, didn't have to pay no deductible. Hallelujah, was able to get it fixed for, little. Somebody say little, hallelujah, becomes much when you put it in the master's hand. Hallelujah, little becomes much when you give it to God. Hallelujah, and this ain't no, I'm telling you all how to be blessed. I'm telling you how to go into this new year with a new mindset. Now, I'm not telling you trouble won't come. I'm not telling you won't be disappointed. I'm not telling you that you won't experience any hardships. Oh, but I tell you, if you activate your faith, if you are obedient to God's word, you will eat
the fat of the land. You will be blessed everywhere you go. God said he'll cause men to give into your bosom. He said over in Proverbs, he said your gift will make room for you. And he said that I'll allow your gift to bring you before queens and kings. You better watch what God is going to do for this radio broadcast and this ministry this year. We're going to have some famous folks that's renowned with their name. But I don't care how big your name is. Your name ain't bigger than God. Hallelujah. What you've accomplished is not bigger than God. What you have possessed on this earth is not bigger than God. I serve a God that owns everything. Hey, he is the creator. Hey, glory to God. I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise. You're the Messiah. Hallelujah. He's been wonderful. He's been kind. And as Bishop Grant have preached this message on today about Joshua, you all go back and read the stories for yourself. Take these scriptures and apply them to your life this year. And I'm here to tell you, God is going to bless you because he is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. If you to the Lord, if you seek him with all your heart, if you strive to please God and not man, hey, glory to God. He said he won't withhold no good thing from you. This man of God is preacher. I'm just testifying a little bit. How many know we got to test? We got to get our testimony, and this is the last day of the year. God has been good to me. Yes, I went through. Yes, I suffered some hardship. Yes, I had to cry sometime. Hallelujah. Yes, I had to wonder where my next meal was coming from. Yes, I had to wonder how I was going to fill up my car sometime. Yes, I had to wonder how I was going to pay my car insurance. I've had some questions this year. I've had some difficulties. Hallelujah. Finances just wasn't rolling in like they should, but I trusted in God. And how about somebody saying, I've made it through. I've crossed over, baby. I see what's on the other side. Hallelujah. The grass is green right here in my yard. I don't have to look at my neighbor's yard. I can appreciate my green grass. Woo, glory to God. I bless him today. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, I just thank God for Sister Ruby. Man in this switchboard, I thank God for her commitment. I thank God for her faithfulness. I thank God for her support. I thank God for her monetary contributions. Hallelujah. They have been a blessing to this ministry. They have been a blessing to my family. They have been a blessing, hallelujah, to the kingdom of God. I don't have nothing to pay. I don't have nothing to give you, but I can give you the word of God. And he said in Deuteronomy 28:1-14, I pronounce those blessings on Sister Ruby. I pronounce those blessings on all of you all that have been faithfully supporting this broadcast, that make sacrifices. Some of you are on your jobs, and you're calling and listen to the word of God. Remember, God knows who you are. Remember, God sees your faithfulness. Remember, God knows that you're listening. God knows that you're being encouraged. I thank God for my cousin Ronnie and Aaron. I thank God for Liberal Democrat, Cammie, Albertine, Sister T, Sister Patrice, Prophetess Darlene. I praise God for this woman of God. She's been first one signed on the line. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you, Sister Doc, all of you, Pastor Hamilton, Prophet Michael Davis, Michael Look, all of you all, some of you all I don't see every day, Evangelist Doris, and all of you all that support this ministry. I'm asking you to sow a $28 seed. Hallelujah. Don't go into the new year without sowing a seed. Say, well, I might not have it today, God. That's all right. Sow it in January, the first month. It's all right. If you're expecting double this year, sow, make a sacrifice. And if God speaks to you to sow 14 plus 14 equals 28. If he speaks to you to sow 56, don't. If God said sow it, sow what God is telling you to sow. I'm asking because God told me to ask because of Deuteronomy 28. He said, tell him to sow $28 and see what I'm going to do for him this year. Glory to God. Sow the $28 and see, won't God bless you. Hey, glory to God. You can't be God-given. Sow it. I ain't on the line asking for $1,000. There's some things we want to do. I thank God for liberal Democrats. This man of God has come. He's put us on YouTube. He got our, what is that? Wow, Jesus. Twitter account and everything up and running. He's been working with me, helping the petition and stuff for my sister. Hallelujah. Didn't charge a dime. Stay up all night sometimes. Working for the kingdom of God. Oh, you can't beat God. Hallelujah. If you don't have a dollar or so, sow some time. Hallelujah. Sow some time. Say, hey, I got an hour, Sister Bernard. What can I do to help the ministry? Can I go on the line and learn the switchboard? Hallelujah. God needs some people. He needs some workers. He needs some laborers. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby can't do this all by herself. She's been doing it, but she needs some help. Hallelujah. She needs to take a break sometime. Hey, glory to God. The Lord is telling me to tell you all this year. Hey, glory to God. God is going to do some things. Hallelujah. All we got to do is stay focused. Oh, God, I bless you. I got to stop because I'm feeling it. God done been too good to us. And I know I'm using some evidence right now. Oh, but I don't care because God has been good to me. Oh, glory to God. I'm not sleeping outdoors. I'm not at the bus stop. I'm not at the shelter. I'm not in the insane asylum. I'm not in prison. Hallelujah. I'm not in the whole house, the crack house, the dope house. Oh, I got a reason to praise God. And I'm going into 2014. Bye-bye 2013. And I'm welcoming a new year. I'm going in with a new song. I'm going in with a new dance. I'm going in giving God the glory because He's been good to us. He's been good to us. Hey, glory to God. Back to you, Sister Ruby. I don't know how many on the line, and it's not that important. Hallelujah, but y'all better hear the word of the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Bishop Grant then preached out of his heart today. He said, did you all hear him say 72 hours? It was like Nightmare on Elm Street. We don't know what he's been through. Nobody knows your story. Hey, we looked at the men and women of God like they got it made. We human beings. We all going through something. And if you have children and grandchildren, you'll be going through till Jesus comes. Hallelujah. God bless you. Sister Ruby. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for that powerful word. Darling, your line is open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just so grateful. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word, and I pray that God strengthen and bless that man of God and his family like never before. I just thank God for this broadcast. I just thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God because he's so good. He's so, so good. I thank God I'm crossing over, but I'm not just crossing over. I'm crossing over with joy. I'm crossing over with peace. I'm crossing over with hope. I'm crossing over to a better place. And I just thank God for who he is and what he is in this broadcast. And I say to y'all, receive the word on today that was given. Receive the word and come on and cross over. God bless you all. God bless you all. Don't carry that old stuff over. Don't carry those old people over. When God said let it go, let it go. And he has told us through this broadcast many times to let it go. Don't take that old baggage over, but go on, cross over. God is going to do just what he said he's going to do. We had the word confirmed and confirmed, so I thank God on today for the man of God. I thank God for the word coming forth. I just thank God. I just thank God for this broadcast. And God bless you all, and Happy New Year.
God bless you too, Prophet. We're going to a minute to Sister Cammie. Sister Kathy, yes. Have a star on the wall. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year, Sister Bernard, Sister Ruby. Yeah, it was good to hear Brother Grant on his broadcast because I really, really love him. I really, really respect him, and I love this message today, and I really am praying for him as well. It's good for him to be able to come on in the midst of a storm. So, I mean, that's a testimony and a blessing for us. So I want to thank you for blessing me this year, Sister Bernard. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your ear, for listening, and not only just being a wonderful woman of God, but a friend as well. You know, you got me through some tough times this year. So I just want to say I love you and, you know, look forward to what's to come in 2014.
Oh, God, we love you too, Sister Cammy. I tell you, you all know how dear you are to you all, just like Pastor Hamilton said, family, family. And when you embrace people as family, then whatever you do for your lot family, you'll do the same for your spiritual family. Hey, yes, yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Lord.
God bless. Good. Happy New Year, Sister Cammy. Sister Verona. Sister Verona.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
God bless. You're ready. Have comment or whatever would lead you.
All right. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. God bless you. And God bless you, Adrian, my cousin. My heart is just so full. Oh. And I just thank God so for you and this ministry, what God has birthed through you. I just thank him. I'm praising today. I thank God for my brother, Aaron, who came and let me know about it. Like Adrian said many a times, And Sister Ruby, you know Aaron and what he's done, but God was in the orchestrating it all. I just thank God for such a rich rhema word today by the Bishop Grant. I just thank God, and I'm praying for him, just like some of the rest of the saints on the line, people of God on the line have said, I'm praying for him because God knows it all. But I tell you this, I rest in and I stand on and I receive every bit of the word that he spoke today that I believe without a shadow of doubt came from God. And also what Evangelist Bernard said, I believe you. Believe that, Adrian. I believe it because I know what God's been dealing with me and my spirit about.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer today, remember, I don't know if you remember, I said I was going to seed. I believe in seed. Mm. Don't nobody got to convince
me. Oh.
I believe in that. But I believe in just what you said. The word said, know them that labor among you. God has shown me how to seed. And I have no misconception. I don't got to think. I know when God speaks to me about something. But he gave me the answer today. Of what to see. And I know and I believe with all of my heart that God told you what he told you. I believe in that. And I know that this, when you text me, I'm going to just show you how God is just, I can't even begin to, I can't even tell the story of this year, last year, the year before, in the last 3 years of the journey that God has been taking me. You this, I know if it had not been for God on my side, he has done what he's done. I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him because he's so good. He's never left me. He's never forsaken. Everything the bishop was saying, I know it to be so. And I'm excited because I'm looking for greater is coming. Greater is coming, and I know it in my heart. And God confirmed it in my spirit with this word. And just like what he was saying, I've been under attack in the last week in a way that I began to say, Lord, what? I wasn't troubled in my heart, but I looked to God and I said, Lord, what is going on?
But
come
I
on, come
knew,
on.
And I rested in my spirit that he was up to something.
Uh-huh.
And I know I'm rested in all things are working together for my good. I'm rested in that.
Ah, Jesus. Jesus.
I'm rested.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank
I
you.
Just thank God I'm going to care. It's just, I'm so full. But I just thank God for all of you all. I thank God for the people of God that I've met, have heard, and met through this broadcast. And Adrian, I'm standing in. I will help you in any way I can.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
And every time when everything is situated in Sister Ruby, I will assist you in any way I can.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. I bless you. Hallelujah.
Because I know that God is doing something.
God is doing it. God is doing it.
Happy New Year to you all, and I love you all. Just pray for me as I continue to walk in what God has and wants me to do. That's what I'm doing. I'm walking and trying to walk in obedience every day to do the will and the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
We have a liberal Democrat and Prophet Michael Davis. We're going to come to you in just a minute. Please hold on because there's a few more here.
Oh, hallelujah. Testify.
Sister T. Sister T.
Oh, God bless.
God bless.
I'm just so in awe of that message.
Yeah.
I really felt like that was exactly what I needed to hear.
Come
and
on.
He said that you're going to come to a place where hurt just don't hurt no more. And I know that I am right now. I'm at that place.
Yeah.
And I thank God for this ministry. Because it's sometimes I'm not even able to make it to church for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
I know Monday through Friday I can come on here and get a word from the Lord. So I love you guys so much. If there's anything that I can do, evangelist, please get those flyers to me so I can start passing them out. Post whatever I have to post on the page because God is real and it's coming right through this broadcast. And I love you guys so much. So. But thank God I've been around for these 2 years, and I plan on being around until the end. So God bless you all, and thank you for praying for me and my family this year. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Okay. We thank God for you, Sister T. You have stuck with us through these 2 years. Amen. She had a few little misses and absences, you know, having to relocate different areas, but we thank God for you, Sister. Remember, Sister T, being at the county offices, and she would put the put our phone on speakerphone where people could hear the word of God. She is a witness. So we
amen.
God.
Amen. That's a blessing. Thank you, Sister T. Liberal Democrat and Prophet Michael Davis, I'll be right to you in a minute. I'm going to go to Albertine.
All right, Sister Ruby, you working it.
Yes, Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord. I just tuned in. I am so upset that I did not catch you, but I will be going back into the archives. And my spirit said I'll be called anyway. And I just want to tell Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, all the calls and listening, this year has truly been a blessing to me. And I thank you so much. I want to thank all the ministers and all the callers, and it has just truly has ministered and helped, and just really, I have grown so much spiritually in my, just in my spirituality, my spirit, just you know, being and studying. It's a great place to have a ministry throughout the day. You don't have to worry about waiting for Sunday or Wednesday. You can get fed every day, and it's good feeding. And I just commend you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, of just your excellent work, and you probably will never know just how much you have really blessed people, but this ministry has truly been a blessing to me, and I'm going to go back this evening and listen to the message, and I just hope and pray that you have a blessed and a beautiful, prosperous 2014. I love you guys. God bless you. And Michael Davis, I know you're online. The Lord had gave me a word for you last week. We just kept missing each other for me to tell you. I hope it's okay, Evangelist Bernard, to tell him.
Yes.
But the Lord told me to tell you that what he has come for you, the words he used was magnificent and marvelous and astonishing. And it's going to be such amazing what he's about to turn around and do in your life because of your faithfulness, that people are going to know it had to have been God and this movement, this mixed movement for you. Prophet Michael Davis, I hope you're online. And Evangelist Bernard, the Lord says you don't have to cry anymore because he's already answered your prayers. He's already done it. It's already done. So not to worry. And just look for the goodness. Look for your blessings.
Glory.
And God bless you all. I love you. I love you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah,
thank you, Albertine. We appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless. We're going to Minister Liberal Democrat, then we're going to go to Prophet Michael Davis. Minister Liberal Democrat.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I'm just encouraged. Amen, amen. I thank and praise God for Blog Talk Radio. Amen to God that I can hear messages like this. Amen. It's like the man of God was speaking to me, amen to God, when he talked about Passover. Amen. You know, if you're going to get to the other side, sometimes you got to overlook people, places, and things and thoughts and whatnot like they're not there. You just got to ignore them. And whatnot, and I still receive that, amen, a guy like, you know, even though you see stuff and whatnot, you ignore it, and you get to the other side. So, amen, a God. I thank and praise God. Bishop, you preach that thing, man of God. You hear me? Hallelujah. Amen. I received that. That was a rhema word. And amen. I just want to thank and praise God for, amen, a God, Sister Ruby, amen, a God, the evangelist, amen, Bernard. God bless you, amen, a God. She talked about fasting, and that helped me, amen, a God. These gifts, amen, a God. You know how people put titles on you, but, amen, a God, the Lord allows me to teach, to preach, or whatever, amen, because of a fast and whatnot. And when I stopped fasting, I noticed that I didn't have that revelation like that or whatnot. But when I start fasting again, when a woman of God said fast and whatnot, God wants y'all to fast, and the Lord started bringing stuff to me. And then she said 21 days, amen to God. And then she said, the Lord said another 21 days. So I said, Lord, if you've done this much, amen, amen to God, I'm just going to go ahead on. So I'm just going to share this three-line poem, amen to, amen to God, Sister Ruby, amen to God, and the evangelist, amen, because amen to God, I so appreciate this broadcast. I saw this on the evangelist page, amen. It said, I wish you enough sun to keep you or to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough pain so that the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you possess. God bless you, two women of God. God bless you. Amen.
So that was such a blessing, Minister Liberal Democrat. That was just a blessing. You always concerned and considered about God's people. That's truly a blessing. It comes from your heart. Well, let's go on to
Thank you, Liberal. We love you. You've been a big, 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 big support to this ministry.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to Prophet Michael Davis.
God bless you.
Give God the glory. I just want to sing a part of this song right quick. First, I want to say, give an honor to God. Thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the anointing in Jesus' name. I thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his love. Glory to God. Name. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard. Glory to God in Jesus' name. I thank God for Minister Ruby. Glory to God. A prophetic intercessor. Glory to God. Thank God for her and her prayers in Jesus' name. I just want to hit on this song just a little bit. Oh, and thank God for Sister Albertine. And Albertine, if you're still on the line, I receive that word, that prophetic utterance from the Lord. It's going to be magnificent and marvelous, and people are going to know that it's God, and that's what I want to know, that people know that only God could do this thing. Amen. But we need a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord, just one word to remove all doubt. Just a word from the Lord, a word from the Lord. We need a word to remove all doubt. And that's what came my way today. The man of God was talking about me when he said, you don't have to wait until June. God is going to do it in January. I was saying to myself, God, how am I going to make it to June? That's too much for me. You said you wouldn't put more on me than I'm able to handle. But the word of the Lord came to remove all doubt. That God said, I'm going to skip you over. You don't have to wait till June. I'm going to give it to you in January. That word was for me. I claim it and I receive it for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to add one more thing. This is the year of the double. I know it. God gave me Job when he was restored in chapter 42. That God is going to bring restoration to those who have gone through and those who have suffered and those who have dealt with very devastating situations. God said, this is the year of Job. This is the year of Job. The year of the restoration of Job. It's a lot of Jobs out there that's been going through and battling all kind of stuff. But God said he's going to restore unto you the double for your trouble. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. I like that.
Evangelist Bernard.
Yeah.
Back in your hands.
Amen. Well, go ahead, Sister Ruby, to give the final remark.
Oh, there was a static coming. Can you hear? Okay. Is that coming off of your phone? Hello? Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Okay, this is better now. Okay, well, I just thank the Lord and Savior for the word today. It was a blessing all week long. And double for your trouble. And I knew when you brought it up about the $28 that you wanted to see double seed. And I say, Lord, let me get mine before this new year come in. And sure enough, I gave it to you today. And I said, Lord, you know you are awesome. You are magnificent. You are awesome. You're bigger than anything we can imagine or say because he knows what your heart is all about. And I said, well, Lord, I want to give my $28 seed before January the 1st come in here. And I handed it to you today. So I just thank the Lord, and I thank God for the word. I thank him for the whole year. Especially the celebration of 2 years that he has kept us on the broadcast. It's nothing been but Jesus opening this magnificent, blessed door for his people and us. And I count it a privilege to work in the vineyard of Jesus Christ, that he would allow me and to call us his friend. So I just thank him, Evangelist Bernard, like Sister Albertine said, the Lord has already called it, and he has blessed you because I think I've worked more closely with you than anybody do, and I see you for who you are, and you're real, and this is no switch and bait deal. So I say, Lord, I thank you that you allowed me to see the woman of God that you have called, not only to ask, but to take further. So I says, there's no phoniness, there's no nothing. She listens and waits to hear from you because I asked her, did the Lord tell you? Did the Lord tell you? But I know the Lord tells you, and he's sending on these awesome, godly men and women of God to work in this ministry. So I just thank Minister Liberal Democrat, everybody, but Minister Democrat came on the chat room all nonchalant, just chatting me today, and know the Lord was going to work him up to his statue, and this is the broadcast for him. Thank God for all of y'all, and I know we all gonna go over 2014 with double for your trouble and all this stuff. We gonna unpack our bags, and then we gonna allow the Lord to repack them. So pray my strength in the Lord.
I know that's right.
Amen, amen. I want to say to the Democrat, too, that praise-a-thon we did, and all of you all that participated in that praise-a-thon, we had about 59 listeners on that call, and I see a flyer on Facebook where they're having a pray-a-thon, 24 hours. Now, imagine that. We had a six-hour one, but they're doing a 24-hour pray-a-thon, and they
wow.
have about 18 women state speakers that are, you know, renowned preachers and pastors. And I looked at that, I said, Lord, well, we got all 6 hours in. And we had about 10 men and women preaching the word. So you know what? We're not trying to compete with anybody, but we are trying to reach souls. And that's what our hearts should be geared to next year, is trying to win souls for the kingdom. And let's not focus on us. Let's focus on somebody else this year. So I want, as we close, we want you all to continue to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Pray for my cousin, Prophetess Theodora Glover, and also my other cousin, Lois Boateng. I want you to pray for these women of God. And also tomorrow, we won't be on the line. We're participating in the Freedom Day Parade. And we'll be signing petitions to free Danielle, and we have T-shirts, and we're just excited about this parade on tomorrow. So we want you all to pray that when the news media is out there, that it will bring attention to Danielle's case, and she can be the next pardon on the list of President Obama in 2014. So that's my prayer. Amen. And I'm believing God after 21 years, it's a year to be free. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. So pray for us.
All right.
On tomorrow. Amen. So we want, I'm going to ask, is Prophet David still on the line?
No, but I was going to ask Liberal Democrat to pray us out. He's not on the line.
Okay, what about Prophetess Darlene?
Oh, yeah, she on the line.
Okay, I want, would Prophetess Darlene pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins, Prophetess Theodora Glover, Bishop Winston Singleton? I want her to write these names down. Bishop Alfred Singleton and his family, and then pray for the McBride family. I was told one of my cousins died, and his mother have never even contacted us, the family or nothing. So I don't know if it's true or what. We've been waiting to hear word, but pray for Adrienne McBride. And then I want Liberal Democrat to pray for this Freedom Day parade on tomorrow. And then is Verona still on the line? Albertine,
yes.
And Verona, they're still on the line?
Yeah, she's on the line.
Albertine, who is left on the line?
Oh, Sister Dawn, I forgot to call her. Let me, Sister Cammy, and Sister T, and Sister Albertine.
Okay, they're the only ones left. All right, I want Sister Cammy to pray for the businesses, for everyone that come on this Blog Talk Radio. I want her to pray for the business. And then I want Sister Albertine to pray. I want Sister Albertine, Sister Cammy going to pray for the businesses, for everybody on the line. I want Sister Albertine to pray for our children and our grandchildren this year, that God would keep them under the blood. And I want Sister T to pray for those that are homeless and those that's out on the street and those that are just wandering, that God would bring some souls into the kingdom and that he would transform lives on this coming year. So if we can go in that order, we'll get it done.
Okay, praise the Lord. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Ah, Jesus. Hey, glory, glory, glory.
Prophetess Darlene Davis.
And I want her to praise the Lord. Who was the family that she said that she didn't know whether, what was the last family that she called name?
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you, God. We thank you for all that you have done, God. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, God. We come, God, first of all, asking that you forgive us for our sins, God. We ask that you continue to have our way, God. We thank you for letting us go into the new year, God. We come right now and lifting up your servants, God. We ask that you touch Prophetess Glover right now, God. You know what she's standing in need of, God. Oh, God, it's just you kept her through this year, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. We ask that you bless, God. We ask that you heal, God. Tear down everything in her that's not like you, God. Oh, God, she desires a place, God. Oh, God, not just any place, God. But we ask that you grant her a place, God, that be above what she could even imagine, God. We ask that you give her favor in her situation, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch her body, touch her spirit even now, God. We ask that you continue to keep her, God. We ask that you bless her ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Bishop Singleton, God, and the Singleton family, God. We ask, God, that you continue to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you work out every situation that concerns them, God. We ask, God, that you go into the Singleton's house right now, God. We ask, God, that you feel, God, that you deliver, God, that you strengthen, God. We ask, God, that you reign, God. We ask, God, that you work out those situations, God. We ask, God, that you move back the hand of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise right now for it being done, God, because you said two or more touch and agreeing in your name. We proclaim right now that they'll walk into the new year with blessings. They'll walk in the new year with deliverance. They'll walk in the new year with double in the name of Jesus. We ask them right now, God, that you touch their family, the Briar family. Oh, God, we ask them, we speak in healing. We speak in restoration in that family in the name of Jesus. We speak in victory in that family, God. Oh, God, only you know what's going on. God, we ask that you reveal, that we ask that you strengthen. We ask that you restore, God, in that family, God. We ask, God, that you move in that family, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against every hindering spirit. We ask, God, that you make a way, even a prophetess go over, God. We ask, God, that you lift up her burden, God. Lift up Yenamashandaya in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you lift her up right now, God. We ask, God, let us feel your presence even on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for these families we're praying for. We thank you for the next person that's praying, God. We ask, God, that you continue to hear us, God. Continue to move, God. Continue to strengthen, God. Continue to make way out of no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and we call it done, God. We proclaim it done in your name, in the great name of Jesus. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we enter into your presence, Lord, with thanksgiving and praise, God. Lord, hallelujah. We have not forgotten what you've done for us, oh God. Lord, we have not forgotten what you've done, God. We have not forgotten what you've done, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have not forgotten what you've done, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We have not forgotten what you have done, God. We have not forgotten what you have done. Oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We have not forgotten, God. We have not forgotten what you have done, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I have not forgotten, God. I have not forgotten what you have done, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. I am not, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we lift up our hands, oh, God, right now, God. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, for Freedom Day, God. Not only were the slaves, oh, God, but freedom, oh, God. Oh, God, we were walking around and we didn't even know it, oh, God. We are walking around and didn't even know the angels are protecting us, oh, God. We are walking around and we don't even know the angels are still watching over us in the midst of it, oh, God. But, Lord, we have not forgotten, oh, God, that you said you already prayed for us, oh, God. You have already prayed, oh, God. You have already prayed, oh, God. You have already, hallelujah, you have already prayed, Jesus. Lord, right now, God, go into tomorrow, God. Send your angels into tomorrow, oh, God. Oh, God, for that Freedom Day celebration, oh, God. Hallelujah, before any foot touch the ground, God. Let your angels' feet, oh, God, touch the ground, God. Let them walk around, oh, God. Let them, oh, God, activate, God, things that need to be activated, oh, God. Hallelujah, let them know, oh, God, that it is because of you, God, that they walked into 2014, God. Let them know, God, it's because of you, God, that they were able to wake up in their right mind, oh, God, on Freedom Day, God, begin to bless, oh, God, counsel them, oh, God, right, oh, God, touch him, oh, God, cover his home, oh, God, as all those people are going into his home, oh, God, how we all those spirits go into his home, oh, God, protect his house, oh, God, protect him, oh, God, cover him, oh, God, from any backlash and any retaliation, God, remember the evangelist, oh, God, she goes there, oh, God, hallelujah, send your angel protection before, oh, God, oh, God, remember Daniel, oh, God, hallelujah, as they go forth with their petition, oh, God, oh, God, that you establish, oh, God, those that will sign it even now, God, those that are going to sign it online, oh, God, those that are going to sign it while they're there, oh, God, we speak it right now, God. That your name will get the glory, God. We speak it right now, God. Oh, God, that we will never again forget, God. Hallelujah, that the slaves were set free on January 1st, oh, God. We will never forget the day you set us free, God. We will never forget the day you got us out of that thing, oh, God. We will never forget the day that you covered us, the day you healed us, oh, God. We will never again forget, oh, God. We pray this prayer right now, and we thank you, God, for not only what you're going to do tomorrow on Freedom Day, God. Oh, God, by whom you going to set free, God? Oh, God, we decree and declare, God, that things are in operation even now that's going to set Danielle free, oh, God. We speak it right now, God. We claim it right now. We decree it and declare it in Jesus' name, oh, God. We have not forgotten what you've done, and we have not forgotten what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, we praise you in advance. 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 We praise you, God, in advance. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, we glorify
you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, hallelujah. 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 King of kings, Lord of kings. I thank you for that word, Father God. I thank you for your word. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word shall remain. And I thank you, Father. I thank you and I glorify you. I glorify you. I thank your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah. We praise you, Father.
Yes,
God. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Have your way, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. Hallelujah. Talk to him. Talk
we
to him. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
You had people around
and
don't want to do well, Jesus.
We thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We worship. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship
you. Oh, trials come on every hand. I feel like gold in
awesome.
I feel like breath. I feel like pressing on. Oh, trials come on every hand. I feel like pressing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Sister T.
Father God, we just honor you today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for 2013. And as
Amen.
We transition over 2014, Father, We just want to give you more love, more
God. Yes, God. Yes,
God. Lord. Father, I pray for every homeless person today, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Meet them where they are, Lord.
Yes.
Provide shelter for them, Lord Jesus. A place for them to lay their hands.
Yes.
And Father, let them know that it's you.
Yes.
Let it be you that brings them off the street.
Yes.
Let it be you that takes them away from drugs and alcohol addiction, Lord. Father, God, we thank you. We thank you for the shelter that you're going to provide for them, Lord. We thank you for the minds that you're going to open, the hearts that you're going to open, the lives that be changed because they're going to know who you are, Father God.
Yes,
oh, Father, we thank you in advance for all that you do, Father, because you are worthy, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we are honor you today. We honor you today. We honor you today. We surrender all today, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Special blessings on this ministry. Double, triple, quadruple, whatever they need, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, free Danielle, Father God. Open up the cell doors and let her walk through, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
We have a special blessing on tomorrow. I know I can't be there, Lord Jesus. But Father God, you will be there, Father. And you will perform miracles on tomorrow, Lord. We thank you today for what you're doing. We thank you for our double portion.
Wanted me to pray for, or just wanted me to pray for what?
You on the line? No, but just pray as the Lord leads you, but it was something specific she gave everybody. You probably didn't hear. Go ahead, whatever the Lord put on your heart.
All right, yes, I didn't hear, but I just continue to say praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I begin to bless the Lord. I just wish to bless the Lord and come on the end of all these great prayer and all this worshiping, oh God, I just thank you. We thank you for this day, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for we thank you for bringing us to the close of another year. We thank you, Lord God, because we know without you we're nothing. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, for what you're doing, and, oh God, what you're going to do, Lord God. We just stand on your word. We stand, oh God, in agreement with all of the prayers that have gone up, Lord God, remembering every situation and every request, Lord God, that has been made known today, oh God. Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for a rhema and a rich word today. We thank you for the people of God all over the world, oh God. We thank you for the people of God, most of all, on this ministry of Blog Talk, New Destiny Ministry on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, we just thank you today. Lord God, we ask you to send out, Lord God, we stand on that double portion, oh God, today. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for all of the knowledge and enlightenment that you've given us through this ministry, oh God. Every word, every rich word that have come forth, every rhema word, oh God, every speaker, oh God, I just thank you today. We praise you, oh God, as we cross over, Lord God, knowing that greater is coming. Greater is coming. Greater is coming. Greater is coming, oh God. We thank
that's
you
right,
today.
That's right. That's right.
Praise
Holy
you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up.
Hallelujah.
And we exalt your
Lord.
Name forever. Oh God, we thank you. In the mighty
Ooh.
Name of Jesus, we give you all the glory and the praise.
Oh,
Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Sister Cammie.
Yes, praise God.
Sister Cammie, I just wanted you to pray. I don't know, but just pray what's in your heart for a minute.
I think she said business. She wanted me to pray for business. So I'll pray for just income, period. So praise God. I want to just say thank God. Oh, hallelujah. God, we come to you right now, first of all, God, just giving you thanks for 2013, for sustaining us and keeping us, Father God, even when it was tough and it seemed like we wasn't going to make it. We thank you, Father God, just for the income that continues to come in and sustain us and keep us, not just for businesses, but people that have jobs and for Social Security and all the other things that get us through this day. We ask you, Father God, that you continue to increase and give us all the desires that we ask for, Father, that we keep, continue to do what we're supposed to do. Father God, sowing our, paying our tithes and sowing our seeds. Father, sometimes it seems like it's black and dark, and I know it's been some tough times this year, Father Lord, but I just thank you, God, that you kept us in the midst of it all. You kept a roof over our head and gave us food to eat, Father God. In times, Father God, when people wanted to give up, Lord, in heaven, because you didn't know where the next meal was going to come from, but Father, you always made a way out of no way. I thank you, Father, for keeping me, and Lord, I thank God for my family for keeping me, and all the things that I learned as a child, Father God, that kept me as a prodigal daughter and kept me on my knees, Father, that I knew that it was going to be a brighter day the next day. I thank God the days that when I didn't want to wake up, Father, you woke me up and gave me a light and let me know that all was going to be well. I thank you, God, when days that people turned their back on me and didn't want me to do well, that I stayed praying, but I stayed giving, and I never stopped my giving, Father. I thank you, God, for not taking that away from me, when my soul could have turned so dark from all the things that have happened to me this year, Father, but you continue to allow me to give and bless others, Father, and continue to pray, regardless of what was going on in my life. I thank you, God, because I know I wouldn't have done it without you. I thank you for the people that you put in my life that has been a blessing to me, God, that's to help me get through the days, Father God, when I didn't know how I was going to get through it. I thank you for removing the ones that was in my life that wanted me to fall and that was praying for my downfall. And I pray, God, that you get them everything they need, Father God. I thank you, God, that all things that they ask for that you give to them, Lord. I continue to lift them up, and I pray for regardless of things that was done. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for the ministry, Father God. I know this year, Lord, will be a greater year because we stood the test of time. I know, God, is not just going to be good for businesses, but it'll be good for all people that are going to work. We claim that the unemployment rate goes down, Father God. We claim that people have their job. Jesus, the ones that's been there 20, 30 years that was let go in 2013 can claim their job back in 2014, Father God. We claim, Father God, that the bankruptcy rate go down, Father, that nobody don't have to go to those great lifts this year, Father, that God, that all bills are paid and debt cancellation is done in your name, Jesus Christ. We come right now, Father, because we know right now, Lord, that we can't do it without you, Lord. You said all we have to do is trust and believe in you, and the first will be the last will be first. So I just come to you right now, Lord, again, saying thank you, Father, that my business is a blessed business, God, so I can be a blessing to others. I claim increase, Father. I claim good relationship, good rapport, Father God. I claim honesty, God, in your name. I claim, God, that whatever I'm going through, Lord, in heaven, that I just be patient and my faith increase, Father God.
Yes,
sometimes
God.
I feel like my faith goes the opposite way, Father God. So I just thank you right now, Lord, that you continue to show me that you are not a God that is a liar, that you're going to, everything will be okay. So I thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, I am praying for the children and the grandchildren alike. Father God, I pray that you send a rhema word. Send the angels out, Father God, to minister to our children. Minister to them about the internet. Minister to them about you don't have to post videos of shaking your body or smoking drugs or you don't have to post videos about bullying people. Father God, I pray and declare and decree right now, Father God, that you just send a rhema word to our children. Talk to them about homosexuality. Talk to them about being children of God and standing for God. Talk to them about when they go to school that they don't have to be subjected to violence or bullying.
Yes,
that they have somewhere to go and someone to talk to. That they don't have to be peer pressured into smoking drugs. They don't have to be peer pressured and having premarital sex and preteen sex. talk to them, Father God, about taking care of their body and preserving their body and being on fire for God, and that it's okay to be a virgin. It's okay to go to school and study. It's okay to get straight A's in school. That is okay. That and talk to their parents more. Come to their parents. And, Father God, bless us as parents to be listeners to our children and not teaching our children that it's all about material things and how good you look and your status, but to be a good and faithful child for God, to be on fire for God, and to stand and live for God, and to go forth in these days. Teach them that they don't have to post their bodies on Facebook. Teach them that they don't have to post pictures on Facebook of tight wearing dresses or baggy jeans or smoking weed, that those are the things that God does not have them for their life, and they don't have to do that for peer pressure or to look better or be better for other people. But teach them that word of God, Father God. Bring prayer back into the church. Bring prayer back into the schools. Allow them to go forth and teach other children that it's okay to wear certain type of clothes. You don't have to have $100 pair of Nikes, or you don't have to have the latest bling, and you don't have to have the latest cars. But be on fire for God. Be children of God and go forth and minister to other children. Help children when they're being bullied. Help children when they need a helping hand as far as tutoring. Go forth and be an example so then when our grandchildren come, they can be an example for the grandchildren. I pray and decree, Father God, that protect them from the homosexuality in school and from the teachers, the child molesters in school, who wants to prey upon our children and try to tell our children that they'll be star athletes if they have sex with them or if they smoke drugs with them. Protect them from that, Father God. I pray and decree right now, Father God, that every spirit of witchcraft in the schools, Father God, every spirit of witchcraft that come against our children with the athletes, and with any form of whatever they're doing there, Father God, I ask and I pray and decree that it is bind right now in Jesus' name. And allow our children to hear your word more and teach the parents to teach our children more about the word of God and calling on angels and being faithful for God and taking our children to church with us and allowing them to see that it is a great place to go. And not only that, but let them go out and be disciples and fishers of men. Teachers and protect them and love them and teach the parents how to be better parents to our children, how to listen and have relationships with our children and understand that they are our next generation so that they'll have something to teach the next generations to come. So I pray and decree right now, Father God, to just be with our children, be with our grandchildren. Send the ministering angels out. Send out peace and love and joy and teach them that it's okay to go to church. It's okay to read your Bible. It's okay to share the word of God. It's okay to stop bullying. It's okay not to smoke drugs. It's okay not to go out and post videos. It's okay not to bully. It's okay to live on fire for God. It's okay to study. It's okay to get your education. It's okay to go to college. It's okay to choose not to have sex. It's okay not to smoke drugs. It is okay. And it's okay to be on fire for God. So I pray and decree, Father, right now that you just send those words out to our children, to our parents and our grandparents alike. And I pray and decree that it is done right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord for each and every one of those prayers that's gone forth. We want you all to those in another hour, in about 20 minutes, Prophetess Darlene is going to have a prayer line. So please, is Prophetess Darlene still on the line?
Yes. Praise the Lord.
I'm still running around while we're on the line trying to get things together for this Freedom Day parade. But if you give your number out, and if Tammy, Sister Roni, and Albertine, and Liberal Democrat, and Sister Ruby, we all want to get on the line and support Prophetess Darlene. This is the last day in the new year, and we want to support her. So while I'm out, I'm going to call in on the line. Okay, so give out your information, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498. The code, once again, is 211-498. And it's at 8 o'clock if you're up north. From California, it's 5 o'clock time. Texas, California, 5 o'clock time, 8 o'clock if you're in New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, it's at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, and 8 o'clock on Saturday night, 8 o'clock p.m.
Amen, amen. And Miss Darlene has a Facebook page, so those of you that are friends with me on Facebook, friend her on Facebook and go to her page, and you can see the information again. If you forgot the number or what have you, you'll be able to see it. It's under Darlene Davis, prophetess Darlene Davis. Amen. So we just thank God for you. I don't know if you everybody's going to watch night service. If you all weren't with us yesterday, you need to go into the archives and listen at that great teaching that Mr. Ralph White did on yesterday, talking about watch night. So God bless you all. Be safe and have a beautiful and happy New Year's. We won't be on the line tomorrow, so just keep us in your prayers. But Thursday, Pastor Miracle Burleson, she will be on ministering for us on the 2nd of January. And Friday again, we know both pastors come. So God bless you all. Put the ruby into your hands.
Okay, God bless. Okay, I'm going. Sister Verona kept saying, "Great is coming." Let me play that. "Great is coming" by Jacqueline.
And olive has to go through three stages for its oil to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me for greater.
rushing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Coming by Jacqueline Carr. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you Thursday on the broadcast. Have a blessed evening.